Bruce, how did you end up playing in Italy in 1991 and 91-92?
I played 3 or 4 years in the American League and had some good seasons. But back then, salaries in the American League were not very good. Not like they are now. And then a few years after that, they grew with the expansion of the teams like in Long Beach and Vegas. So the salaries grew for players, but at the time they weren't. So I was locked into Chicago. Players didn't have the rights they do back then either. So you were never really an unrestricted free agent, even if you're in the minors. So it was an opportunity to make a little more money playing a game I loved, and that was the biggest reason. I just didn't see a path to Chicago then. At the time, I'd been called up a little bit here and there, but I couldn't stick. So just a decision to see the world and make a little more money.
What was the town like?
A very small postcard town, ski hill at the bottom. I lived in a building where on the top floor it was three levels, and then right around the corner was basically where the ski lift started. So I'd walk into town, walk to the rink. Not much there. There's, you know, pizzeria, another restaurant, a couple of shops, a butcher, basics. I think the town might have had 5,000 people, and that's including two or three others within a mile or so. So very small. But on the weekends, and there was a hotel with a, called Chalet Al Lago, hotel with a disco in it and a restaurant. A lot of people kind of frequent in the weekend. They'd come in and ski and hang out there. So it got a little bit busier in town, but not much there, no.
What were your teammates like? Because I talked to one of your teammates, and I was told there were only a handful of North Americans.
There were. You were allowed two imports at the time. I was there. The years I was there was Reed Larson my first year. I think he played in Boston, definitely Detroit for a long time. One of the higher scoring Americans, defenseman, I think, till maybe Housley caught him or Chelly or somebody. So the next year it was a Russian fella, Andrei Zhukov, and I forget, that was there 3 years, who the other import was. Now, there was Canadians and Americans that were of Italian descent. You're probably referring to Bobby Nardella. He was there with me, Joe Basillo. I remember Mario Cittaroni. A lot of guys that were not big names, so to speak, but good players that went over there and made more money there than they could have in the minors. And then some of the guys, like I said, were guys that did play in the American League, like myself, that decided to go over there because they could do a little bit better there and probably extend their careers while hockey was not that difficult there.
Were the Italian guys working all week?
Yes. My partner was the local cop, so I could park my car anywhere, just like everyone else in town. I didn't really need a car. As I said, I walked pretty much everywhere, unless I wanted to zip down to like Venice, right? It was a 2-hour drive, so that was kind of cool to go down there. But a lot of times we didn't practice till 7 at night because these guys work. Like Reed's partner was another defenseman, was a local plumber. So guys had different jobs. So they'd come, they're fatigued, they're working all day. So for us, we'd skate in the morning sometimes at 10, just kind of the 5 or 6 Canadians, and we wouldn't be back there till 7. So the days that we didn't skate, if we wanted to have time off, like I said, we'd zip down to Venice. The tough part about that is you drive down there and then it closed in the afternoon for 2 or 3 hours because they have their siesta and all this. I was like, geez, you know, so you learn the hard way. But at the end of the day, you had to fill your days because practice wasn't until later. And good guys on our team, hardworking guys.
How was the hockey and how was the competition?
The hockey was not very good. There's a reason there's not a lot of Italians in the National Hockey League. I always thought that they did not have role models, the young kids, to want to be. So someone had to break through to probably get that ball rolling. Kind of like the Swiss have done now. They've done a good job. I think they've put more money into their program. It was more about soccer back then and tennis and even basketball ahead of hockey. So some of the Italians could play a little bit, but they weren't on the same, nowhere near the same as some of the other European countries over there. Competition, teams that had more of the Canadian-Americans that played a little bit obviously would be better. I remember a team like Milan had Yari Curry there 1 year, Mark Napier. They had some big names there every year. They paid a little more. So they had some good teams. So there definitely was some games that were very easy. It was like summer hockey. And then you got into the top 3 or 4 teams where it was good hockey. And we were probably, my time over there, probably like around number 4. There was always a couple teams, big budget teams, that we had to compete hard against to beat. So those were good games. The other ones, the lower teams, like the mountain teams like us, that didn't have as much money, they were easier games.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.